Yesterday was Climate Emergency Day. It's an international call for action over the next 5 years to prevent catastrophic global warming. Wisconsin was represented. 9 rallies were staged throughout the state, including at the Capitol. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with one small but passionate contingent that carpooled from Milwaukee to Madison to participate in the rally.
Marco Marquez is the State Director of Action for the Climate Emergency, or ACE. He says the climate crisis cannot be put off.
Today is the day marking that we have 5 years left in order to address this issue before we've reached the point of no return.
I talked to Marquez Monday as groups like his around the world rallied for action. Marquez admits wrapping your brain around the global issue of climate change can be overwhelming.
Of course, we know there's deforestation happening in the Congo and in the Amazon. I can't control what's happening in Brazil or in the Congo, but I can try and control what's happening right here in the United States and right here in Wisconsin, here in Milwaukee or in Madison.
Marquez says ACE is all about empowering young people to lead climate action. Corporal Martin Caldwell, about to begin his senior year at Rufus King High School, shows up wearing his ACE t-shirt and an air of determination.
In 5 years, only be 21, and that's a very short amount of time. So as a young person, I feel like now is the time to take drastic climate action.
Climate Emergency Day predicts we have just under 5 years to prevent catastrophic global warming. ACE is a nonprofit organization. It doesn't endorse candidates, but Martin Caldwell says what candidates say they'll do and what they actually do once elected counts. He says, take President Biden.
We've seen President Biden take both favorable and unfavorable climate actions. Obviously, he's dropped out now, but if Kamala Harris is, or whoever ends up being the Democratic nominee's climate policy will be much better than Trump, who doesn't really seem to grasp the reality behind the situation.
Martin Caldwell won't yet be old enough to vote in November, but he considers the election infinitely important. Fellow ACE youth leader and recent Pius High School graduate Jerry L. Ramos agrees.
It's been hard to navigate the waters right now recently with everything happening, and it's really anxiety-inducing for a lot of young people, confused about who they should vote for or what's happening. But all that aside, one thing remains true is that the climate crisis is still a crisis and it's still running rampant, and it's something that should be at our top focus.
Ramos will vote in November, by which time he'll be in college. He hopes to contribute to climate and social justice solutions.
I want to run for some sort of office or work for an office. It can be divisive for some, but for me, it's something that I'm really passionate about. I love listening to people on both sides. I love finding solutions to problems for all people, and I really think that's what we need right now.
Fellow Pius graduate Macy Edelin Berry says she's here because of Jerry L. Ramos.
He just messages me to come out and I go out with him.
But long before her classmates nudge, Edelin Berry developed what she called a strong liking of nature. For that, she credits her mom.
It started off with me doing this like conservation like camp because my mom knew that I hated bugs, and then she sent me on this camp to go experience nature for like 3 months. We would go on a camping trip. We would meet up in one park and then go cut down branches and go look at nature and stuff.
It worked. Edelin Berry now likes jumping spiders and centipedes.
Because I know they don't want to harm people. They just want to eat the bugs in our houses.
Edelin Berry is eager to add her unique voice and experience to the call for climate action.
I want to choose the person who can tell me I'll help the climate this way. I want to choose that candidate instead of the one who's like, it's going to be fine when it's not.
Edelin Berry admits while she feels increasingly more involved and politically aware, figuring out who to cast your vote for is confusing.
Because there's a lot going on right now.
Snacks distributed and final instructions shared, the small caravan takes off for Madison, hoping their voices, combined with more and more, compel the people we elect to act boldly on the climate crisis. Susan Bentz, 89.7. WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.